Welcome. It's been a while, huh? Feels like it's been ages since you've been at my place. Though the memory is pretty vivid, wouldn't you agree? You've probably replayed that evening in your head like it's your favorite song, huh? Experiencing it over and over and over again. You don't mind us retreating into my bedroom immediately, do you? You look a bit skittish. What, scared a certain someone is gonna come jumping out of my closet or something? No need to worry your pretty little head. It's just you and me, promise. My fuck buddy wasn't available tonight. Why do you think I'm settling for you? You're really taking to your new role, you know that? You've been in my apartment a million times, but now you seem so out of place. Like you've never been here. Like you don't belong. It comes so naturally to you, doesn't it? This new role. Being my cuck buddy just feels so right. Don't worry. The feeling that you don't belong here, it's not true, okay? You belong right here, on your knees, going down on me. Well, chop chop, mister. I'm not gonna tell you twice. Keep your hands to yourself. You don't get to undress me. Don't want you getting any silly ideas like you having free access to my body now, do we? The time has passed and that privilege has gone to someone else. Someone more deserving. Jesus, I can see you squirming already. Being my cuck buddy really turns you on that badly, huh? You look like a little puppy waiting for a treat. Don't worry. I've got your treat right here. Just let me get these clothes off. There we go. This is where that tongue of yours really has a use. You know, some guys might try to leverage this whole thing, agree to go down on me, but ask for some kind of assurance that something good is headed their way in return. Not you, though. My little cuck buddy gets on his knees without so much as a word. Obeying is enough of a reward on its own for you, isn't it? That's it. Toy with my clit like that. I suppose you want to hear what's been going on between me and your bully. I remember how inspired you got the last time I talked about him, so I guess it benefits me to let you in on a few details. You've waited to hear about this for so long, I can tell. Even just mentioning it and that little tongue of yours becomes a little more energetic. Oh, and a little more devoted. I'll start with one of the bigger things that happened since last time. Don't freak out, but I sort of told him about all of this. Relax. Hey, did I give you permission to stop? That's right, there you go. Although it would be fun to watch you squirm around like you're doing now, I'm not a monster. Don't worry, I didn't give him specifics. I didn't hand out your personal information or anything. I just gave him a summary of sorts. Oh, those pleading eyes. You want to know what I said so badly, don't you? Just keep working that precious tongue of yours and I'll explain. I'll give you the broad strokes, even if smaller strokes suit you more. Exactly how we got there is lost on me, but we were talking about other partners and whatnot. Obviously, the conversation was mostly about other fuck buddies, but I just couldn't help but think about my sweet little cuck buddy. Oh, I remember how it went. He was talking about how he had a fuck buddy that he knew was fucking someone else, and you know me, sometimes I can't help but brag a little bit, so I told him that I had a fuck buddy that I knew wasn't fucking someone else. And I'm right, aren't I? My cuck tucked that he hasn't gotten any silly ideas in his sweet little head, has he? You haven't been seeing anyone else, have you? Good boy. You're my cuck buddy. You should be singularly devoted to me. And you are, aren't you? You look so adorable nodding your head down there. Can't keep it together, can you? You want to touch yourself so bad. Denying you could be fun, though. Was that a little whimper? Fine. We can reach a compromise. You can touch and tug at that stiff little bulge, but no reaching inside your pants. It feels good, huh? I bet that little thing is already so sensitive, even when it's being touched through two layers of clothing. Be careful not to get too excited. You remember our one rule, don't you? A booty call isn't successful until we both come. It's funny how our perception of rules can change. It was supposed to be a guarantee that we both get off, but now, if you squirt your little load while going down on me, then this booty call would be a success already, and I wouldn't feel the need to put out. That eager tugging suddenly slowed down a bit. You're so perfectly pathetic, you know that? Having to slow down in order to make sure you don't squirt prematurely. Fuck that side. I guess we veered off topic a little bit. You want to hear more about what I've been doing while spending time with your bully, right? Well, then stop fixating on rubbing that little thing between your legs and focus on the task at hand. I've missed that tongue. Your little dick, not so much, but when you're on your knees with your face stuffed between my legs, you really are worthwhile. I'm close. Be good for me. Be sweet little cuck buddy. Make me come and I'll help you with that twitching little bulge of yours. That's it. Oh, that's fucking it. Ink me out, toy with my clit. Fucking take it. Worship his pussy. Worship the pussy that your bully regularly dumps his load into. Oh, there you go. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, fuck. I needed that. Okay. Tonight was good. You know the way out. Jesus, I'm just messing with you. You should see the look on your face. You're really just gonna sit there on your knees until I give you permission to get up? You're adorable. I can see that you've got something on your mind. Let me guess. You're about to give me that tired speech about our rule. That a meetup like this is only successful when we both come, aren't you? Don't worry. I'm fully aware now more than ever, and I intend to fulfill my end of the bargain. However, I've got a surprise for you. Just give me a second to rummage through my nightstand drawer. Ta-da! It's a strap-on! I know we toyed with the idea of trying one out, but never got around to it, so I said fuck it and bought one. No, no, what's with that pout? You're all pent up since our usual meetups have been canceled in favor of me meeting with your bull, and you were hoping to fuck me? Aw, since you're getting things all turned around, let me remind you. You're no longer my fuck buddy. That role belongs to your bully. You're my cuck buddy now, and a cuck shouldn't expect to get pussy whenever he feels like it. A cuck gets to fuck only when he's been especially good. And you know what a good cuck does? He obeys. So no pussy for your pathetic little cucky dick. At least, not yet. But since I'm so nice, we're still gonna fuck. It's just that, well, I'm gonna be the one doing the fucking. So be a good cucky and strip for me while I work on getting this strap-on attached. And make it a little slow. Give a strip tease. I want to get a nice look at your ass before I make it all red and sore. Turn around. Take your pants off. show. God, you're such a little slut, you know that? I don't even need to see your little dick to know that you're already hard as a rock, but show me anyway. Maybe I'm supposed to act all disgusted by it, but I can't help it. Your little dick is just so adorable. Can't believe there was a time when I actually pretended like this tiny thing could make me come. You're lucky to be half decent with your tongue, because I certainly didn't keep you around for this little thing. Now, we've both got our cocks out. Come closer. Closer. A little closer. Oh, look at our dicks side by side. Even I've got a bigger cock than you now. Your little friend seems to like that idea. Twitching with the knowledge that your dick is not even the second smallest in our little triad. It's the third smallest, even smaller than mine. You're shivering. Don't worry. I'll be gentle with my sweet little cuck buddy. And remember, a booty call isn't successful until we both come. That cuts both ways. If I get to test out this strap-on for just a little bit and you still haven't come, then of course I'll offer other means of doing so. How does that sound? You haven't fucked anyone since the last time we hung out. It would feel so good to stick your little dick inside my warm, wet pussy, so all you have to do is endure this for a little bit. Easy, right? So, my little cuck buddy, do we have a deal? Still not sure you want to get pegged? I'm not going to force you, but I do have something that might sweeten the deal. A video. What video? Well, it's a very special video with a very special buddy of mine. But my phone stays locked until I get what I want. So how about we try again? Do you, my sweet little cuck buddy, want to get pegged by me? You do want that? Oh, how lovely. Here, be a good boy and lube up my cock. Don't be shy. Put plenty of lube in your hand and stroke my cock with it. It's in your best interest to do it properly, to make this as smooth and as painless as possible. So, come on, be a good boy and stroke my cock. Fuck, that's hot. Now, how do I want to take you? Missionary's a little plain, but I'd have the nice bonus of seeing every little expression on your face. I could make you ride me, watching your legs quiver while you ride me like a cock-drunk little slut would certainly be a sight. How about doggy style? A classic. Plus, it has some advantages that you'll get intimately familiar with soon enough. Yeah, I think we'll go with doggy. Crawl up on the bed and present your ass to me. Wiggle your hips for me. God, you're like my own personal porn star. I'm just gonna put some lube on my finger and rub it against this adorable little hole of yours. Don't worry, torturing you is fun, but I'm not actually gonna hurt you. We'll take it slow in the beginning, and you'll learn to love it in no time. Just try to relax for me while I rub your pretty little boy hole with the tip of my cock. Are you ready? I'm gonna start applying some pressure. Oh, fuck. There was that initial bit of resistance, but then it was like your little boy hole sucked my cock into it. You can act all bashful. This slutty ass doesn't lie. For the sake of your own dignity, I'll start off slow. Slow, shallow, thrust. What was that sound? That whimper? All you needed was a cock in your ass, and suddenly you're the subbiest little boy in the whole wide world. Honestly, I was expecting more complaints from you. Since you've been so good, I'll reward you a little. Remember when I mentioned advantages of doggy style? Well, this is what I had in mind. What if I unlock my phone and you get to watch a video of me with my fuck buddy while you squirm on my cock? Would you like that? No, you're gonna have to give me a little more than that. A pretty please, some nice begging. I know you're more than capable of it given the right motivation. That's it. A little louder for me. Beg. You wanna watch your bully fuck me that bad, do you? Okay, since you're my sweet little cuck buddy, I guess I'll let you have a peek. Here, take my phone. Turn up the volume and play that video. Don't you agree that this is a perfect position for you? Now you can look down and drool all over the video of me worshiping your bully, all while you get your ass railed by me. What's happening here? I can feel you tightening up all of a sudden. Care to enlighten me? What? Cat got your tongue? Whatever. You've got a terrible poker face anyway. Oh, there it goes again. Oh. It's not anything I did. It's what happened on the video, wasn't it? Surprised that I called him daddy. I know. Not usually my cup of tea. I certainly never consider calling you daddy, but he really wanted me to call him by that name. And well, when a guy fucks me as well as he does, he gets to make all kinds of demands. Are you jealous? Don't worry, you're still very special, even if you're not gonna be my daddy. After all, you're my cuck buddy. Let's have some fun, okay? If he, your big cock stud of a bully, is my daddy, what should I call you? You're already my sweet little cuck buddy, but it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, does it? What do you think of cucky? Oh, who am I kidding? You don't get much of a say anyway. Since I felt your ass clenching so tightly onto this toy cock when I said it, I guess I can keep calling you cucky as much as I want. You really needed this, didn't you? I don't mean to rub it in or anything. Okay, maybe I do, but I haven't even really been moving my hips for this past minute or so. It's all you, cucky. Fucking yourself silly on the strap-on. Is it the video that has you so excited? It's one thing to hear that you're getting cucked by a bigger cock, but to see it? It's turning your mind into a subby mush. Look down underneath you. You see that? Your little dick is fucking leaking in excitement. I can't tell who sounds sluttier. Me moaning while riding daddy's perfect cock, or you whimpering while throwing your slutty little ass back on this toy? You're getting close. Want me to slow down? Absolutely not. I want to make your little cucky dick squirt while you take my cock. You've got my permission to touch yourself. Just know that if you come now, then that means no pussy for you. Remember, the night is a success when we both finish. No, you shouldn't reach down and touch yourself, but it's so hard. It's so difficult to resist when your brain is all high and stupid off of arousal. All you have to do is not stroke your little cock and you'll get to fuck me. Easy, right, cucky? That's it. Stroke that little cucky clitty while I fuck your subby little brains out, giving up the chance to fuck a real pussy in favor of tugging away at your little dick. You really are my perfect little cuck buddy. Don't hold back. Give up. You're my little cucky, and my cucky squirts his brains out while getting his ass fucked. My cucky comes without me having so much as touched that little dick. Come for me. Be my perfect little cucky and come for me. There you go. Oh, let it all out. My little cucky. My perfect little cucky.